Hi there, it's Tanya Krause, and you are joining me for our podcast, Let's Talk Horses. Today's episode, we're going to chat about a question that I received from a listener, and that question is about what he should do with his horse when he's riding out on the trail and he's heading away from home. He gets to a bridge, and the horse is fairly reluctant to cross the bridge under saddle when he is going away from home. And then on the way back towards home, the horse is quite happy to cross the bridge with the gentleman on his back. This is a pretty common thing. I know the horse personally. The gentleman actually did a colt starting course with me not so long ago. So the horse is relatively green. So my advice in this circumstance is to just continue to build the confidence in the horse. Obviously, he's probably a little bit reluctant about going away from home anyway. So the bridge is just something that offers something that he can say no to and something that he doesn't have the confidence to cross when he's going away from home, which he already lacks the confidence in. But when he's heading towards home, the bridge isn't such an obstacle for him. So something that you could do is go ahead and send a horse or the other parties that you're riding with ahead of him. You don't want to cause him to be frantic in any way, so you don't want them to go ahead of him and go out of sight. But I would just patiently give him time, let him watch the other horses go across the bridge, and sort of they can keep meandering off, but not too far ahead. You don't want to get him to the point where he's getting really frantic about the other horses. Because once he gets into a real adrenaline state, he won't be able to think through crossing the bridge anyway. And even if he does cross the bridge, there's every chance that he will run over it, not realize that he's run over it, and you'll be back to square one in the morning. So we really want him to cross this bridge in a thinking, curious way and really be present in that he's actually doing it. And that's how you build confidence in horses with any kind of obstacles or anything that we need to do, like trailer loading or crossing bridges or water crossings or anything like that. So at this point in time, I know the person is not having any trouble leading the horse over the bridge. So I would probably wait just maybe a minute or two and give the horse time to actually offer to walk across that bridge with the person in the saddle still. And if that doesn't seem to be forthcoming, don't make a big deal out of it. Just simply dismount and walk ahead of him. After all, that is leadership. You're in front of the horse. You're giving him confidence because you're in front of him. So I don't really see a big issue with this. And I'm quite confident that the horse is one day we'll just simply walk across the bridge as long as that you don't make a big deal out of it. So you can use that little bit of a carrot of the other horses maybe going ahead. Wait that little bit longer for him to offer it. He may just be stuck in thinking and you may be getting off just a little bit too soon. See if it is forthcoming. If it's not, then just go ahead and dismount and lead him over the bridge. I hope this helps for the question for today. Thank you so much for your questions. I'm always looking for more content for the podcast, so please go ahead and contact me via any of the methods, via my email or anything like that on our Facebook page, and send in your questions and I will feature them on the podcast. Thanks for listening.